had imagined. I put the console into send mode and composed a query concerning the plague, a request for general information for newcomers. I couldn't believe I was the first to want this information before being plunged into the thick of the Rust Belt, but it was also entirely possible that no one would bother replying to me, or that no kind of automated handling system was functioning now. I sent my query, then stared at the console for a few seconds. The screen stared back at me, unchanging. Nothing came. Disappointed and still no closer to the truth, I went to the pockets of the coat I had taken from Vadim and pulled out the neatly stowed playback kit. The device almost assembled itself, the slim black parts sliding home with the pleasing precision of rifle components. The result was a skeletal black helmet, nubbed with field generators and input ports, ornamented with luminous green and red cobras. A pair of stereoscopic eyepieces folded down from the helmet's front, their rims formed from material that automatically conformed to the skin around the eye. A pair of earplugs functioned similarly, and there were even nose plugs for olfactory input. I hefted the helmet, then placed it on my head. The helmet gripped my scalp firmly, like a torture vice. The little eyepieces moved into position, gluing themselves around my sockets. Inside each was a high-resolution imaging system, which was currently showing exactly the view I'd have seen had I not been wearing the helmet, except for a slight and probably deliberate graininess. To do much better, I would have needed neural implants and a more sophisticated playback system, something that could interrogate and adjust brain signals with the finesse of a military trawl. I opened my briefcase. Inside, I found the cache of experientials I'd carried from Sky's Edge, still wrapped in clear plastic. I removed the plastic and examined the 6 pen-like sticks, but there was nothing written on them to give any clue as to what they contained. Were they simply commodities to be traded, or did the sticks contain messages to me from my pre-amnesiac self? There was a port in the brow of the helmet into which one inserted the metallic tip of the experiential, so that it stuck out like a thin horn. I took the first of my 6 and pushed it home. A menu popped into existence ahead of me, giving options for entering the simulation at various points and with various artistic settings. I accepted the defaults and plunged into the experiential at random, making my choices with hand gestures. The helmet generated a low-level electric field, which my body modified, enabling the system to read any large-scale movements. Vadim's room grayed out smoothly, a hiss of white noise in my ears. The noise faded to near silence, quieter than it had ever been aboard the slowboat, the gray lightened, shapes and colors emerging like phantoms of fog. I was in a jungle clearing, shooting enemy soldiers. I was stripped to the waist, over-muscled even for a soldier, paint daubed across my chest, with an old model of particle beam rifle gripped in one hand, while my other hand held a smaller slug-firing machine gun. I'd handled similar weapons myself, and I knew that it was physically impossible to fire either single-handedly, let alone held out nearly at arm's length. Both weapons chugged away as I doused them at an unending stream of enemy soldiers, who seemed perfectly willing to run screaming towards me from the bush, even though any one of them could have picked me off from cover with a single well-aimed shot. I was screaming as well. Maybe it was the effort of having to hold both those guns. It was laughable, but I didn't doubt that there'd be a market for something like it. There was a market for that kind of thing on Sky's Edge, after all, and we already had a real war. I tried the next one. This time I was sitting inside a skeletally framed